Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, we're discussing, will Roe v. Wade be overturned the next time the United States Supreme Court meets? Joining me all week is Mr. Don Stenberg. He is the former Nebraska Attorney General. Mr. Stenberg is a Harvard Law School honors graduate and served for 12 years as Nebraska Attorney General and has litigated cases, notably the Stenberg versus Carhart before the Supreme Court. Welcome back again, Don.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Well, we were talking yesterday about the case that the Supreme Court will hear regarding Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization out of Mississippi. And the question everybody is asking, could this case overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, it could. And in my opinion, there's a better than 50-50 chance that it will. In fact, Mississippi, in their brief filed with the United States Supreme Court, argued that their law should be upheld as constitutional by overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, there's another possibility, and that is that the court would move the line where states can legislate concerning abortion from viability to fetal pain. In other words, the court could revise Roe versus Wade to allow states to prohibit abortions at 15 weeks gestation or later, but otherwise keep the Roe versus Wade and Kerry decisions intact. And of course, we're hoping very much that the court will overturn Roe v. Wade and get out of the business of determining abortion law and leave that to the legislatures of the states where the Constitution leaves that decision-making process.
Does the Supreme Court overrule prior cases very often?
More often than most people think. In a concurring opinion in Ramos versus Louisiana, a case decided last year, Justice Kavanaugh notes that, quote, in just the last few terms, every current member of this court has voted to overrule multiple constitutional precedents, unquote. And he lists 29 specific cases where the Supreme Court has overruled prior cases.
Listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation about what tests the Supreme Court used in considering overruling a prior case.